Welcome to another episode of the Hot Genius Podcast. My name is Christina Montefari, and today's episode is called What Healing and Growth Feels Like. By the way, I can't say the word growth properly. Like, growth. I always end up saying it with like an F at the end. Growth. Like, does that happen to you? I don't know. Like, I feel it's so annoying because I use that word really often, like in my work, in my content, and then sometimes I just get really embarrassed because I'm just like, growth. And it just sounds like I have a lisp and it's a whole thing. Anyway, so what does healing and growth, I did it this time, feel like? So this is going to be a really interesting episode, or in my opinion anyway. They're all pretty interesting, but like this one specifically, I feel like it usually gets people like, like when I talk about this with my clients or my students, they're just like, this is very, like they've never heard this before. So I'm just really excited to share it with you. So what does healing and growth with a TH feel like? It feels like defeat. Yes, I said it. It feels like defeat. Before we feel empowered and inspired and motivated, it feels like defeat. And the reason why this is the case is because when we feel that feeling of defeat, it's because essentially our ego was defeated. For example, before you grow or as you're healing something, the first step, as we know, to growth and healing is self-honesty. And so let's just say that we're going to use a case study just as a hypothetical to, you know, work throughout this episode. Let's use the example that you have, let's say you battle with eating disorders for many years, and you've been recovering and you've made a lot of progress and all the things, right? And so let's use that as the context for the example of this episode. So let's say that you had said to yourself finally that you used the self-honesty and you're like, I am not as recovered as I like made myself think I was. Well, I'm not as recovered as I thought, or I'm not as recovered as I pretended to be. Okay, let's say that that was the self-honesty that you had declared to yourself. You know, that in that moment, of course, you're going to feel defeat. And your ego just went, fuck, like, oh, I lost. And you didn't lose, but it's going to feel like that. You know, and that's a good sign. That's how you know you're on the right track. And then from this space of like feeling defeated, so to speak, then now you are living in a state of humble, the feeling and energy of humility, being humbled. You're humbled by the fact that you were like lying to yourself, you could say, to protect yourself, because maybe the feelings of acceptance you just weren't ready for up until now, let's say. And so from that place of feeling humbled, you've just matured, okay? You've just grown and healed, right? And then from this space of humility, what comes after this is inspiration, motivation, and empowerment. This is where the magic lives, and this is the state that most people try to always get to but struggle to arrive to. And the reason why people struggle to be consistently in a state of motivation and inspiration, and then they become like personal development junkies, is because they skip the steps before that feeling actually can come. And so if you're constantly finding yourself avoiding self-honesty, avoiding feelings of self-defeat, aka ego defeat, avoiding feelings of feeling humbled by, you know, the fact that, you know, you were pretending to be something that you're not, or whatever it may be for you in your situation, then you are also avoiding motivation, inspiration, empowerment, and breakthroughs, and growth, and healing, and time collapsing, and manifestation, because they are a package deal. Like, they are part of the same coin, you know? And so if we now know what healing and growth, I'm getting better at that word, feel like, then now we can retrieve it on demand. We can do it on demand at any time. And that when we are healing, or while we are growing and we start to feel stuck, you know, when you just feel stuck, then you'll be like, oh, I'm feeling stuck because, oh, I need to be honest with myself about something, and that's going to lead me to defeat, and that's going to be normal. Because after that, I'm going to feel fucking inspired. I'm going to feel really motivated. And then voila. And the big part about being a genius is having emotional intelligence. And the reason why having emotional intelligence help us, you know, become geniuses, it's literally a trait of genius, is because you can understand how much you could get in your own way into your dreams, into your scientific discoveries, into your motherhood, into your work, career, or studies, whatever it is for you. Like, if you are not aware of what healing feels like and what growth feels like, if you didn't know that you're supposed to literally feel defeated, then when you do feel defeated, you stay in defeat and you never really allow yourself to finish the cycle of growth and healing. And we can't truly ever grow or become something if we don't know what it feels like, if we don't know what it looks like, if we don't know what healing feels like in this case, then while we are healing, we don't know that it's happening. So then we think we failed when we did not. We think that we haven't healed, or we think that we're like way, you know, behind than what we really are. Like, let's say, just as an analogy, let's say you're like at level 9 and you had no idea, and this whole time you thought you were level 1 because you thought that healing felt like just empowerment. And if you know, wait a second, no, healing feels like, first feels like defeat, then it feels like humility and like growth. And then from that space, then the empowerment comes, like, oh my God, I'm actually doing much better than I thought, or whatever, you know? And so utilizing this is next level. And it's like, I wish that everyone in the world knew this. I really did. I wish I knew this growing up. I really did. Like, I learned this the hard way. And no one had told me. It was just after, like, I've always been someone who's like really, I've always been obsessed. Honestly, like, obsessed with healing and growth. For me, it was like, I lived and breathed it, still do, you know, and it came out of necessity. It wasn't anything other than that. It was necessity. I had a really chaotic, intense, you know, upbringing and first 23 years of life. Like, it was that, or like, you know, something very bad that we won't get into. And so, but what gift came out of that though, was that I was able to truly, like, if you do something thousands of times, you start to see the pattern. And I started to see, wait a second, oh my God, like, this is what it feels like. I'm supposed to feel defeat. Cool. And I'm supposed to feel humbled. That's where growth happens, after that feeling of ego defeat. And then that's why I always feel motivated. Boom, power's in my hands. Now I don't have to like wait for the next time for my inspiration to strike. I already know how to retrieve it on demand because I know how it feels like to grow. I know how it feels like to heal. And by the way, they are not the same thing, but that's not what this episode's about. And so once again, what does healing feel like? It feels like defeat at first. It's ego defeat. And then from this space, we feel humbled. Feel humbled by how we were sort of wrong. We thought we were better in some way than we thought. We came back to earth. We surrendered to that ego. And that comes with a lot of growth and maturity. And then after that, that's when the inspiration comes. That's when the motivation comes. And that's when naturally we usually take action, and that's okay. And so I hope you enjoyed today's mini episode of what healing feels like. And I really am, you know, excited to see how you use this in your life. And just watch, you can't unsee this. Watch how many times you're just going to start going, oh my God, like, I grow so much more often than I realize. I heal so much faster than I thought. Just watch what that does to you. Just having this awareness. Awareness is 80% of the work in your quality of life. And everything else gets to be, you know, really simple but potent action. So I'll see you in the next episode. Love you so much. Take care. Bye.